Lush is now the only boyfriend in Keke Palmer's life. We'll explain.
And the Blind Side story just keeps getting messier. We've got the latest tea.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, y'all. So, Brad, honey, tell us, honey, what's up with Britney Spears?
Well, y'all, there's sad news for our girl Brit. Her husband, Sam Asghari, filed for divorce yesterday. Oh, my God. They just got married 14 months ago, but they've been together almost 7 years.
What?
Now, things allegedly turned toxic after he accused her of cheating, y'all. No word if there's any truth to that, though, but it seems like Britney's ready to move on with a new stud. She dropped this pic and said, buying a horse soon. Should I join the camaraderie and put a pink cowboy hat on? Either way, I think I found my sweet spot with Roar.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna say this, and this might not be popular. I'm not surprised or shocked at all by this divorce.
Why?
I didn't think this relationship was legit from the beginning.
Yeah.
As soon as that conservatorship went down, what happened? Immediately, they were married.
Well, how you didn't think it was legit? She was with the man for seven years.
No, I think he's playing the long game. I think he's playing the long game to try to get some of her money. I really, truly do.
Could be a thing. I mean, and then also, it is Britney Spears. So, like, if you're a young single dude out here in these streets and you're, like, with Britney Spears and now you're married to Britney Spears, you know, it kind of raises the stock value, especially if you happen to like her.
Look up photos of them. Just get on the Google, look up photos of them as a couple, and what you'll see sometimes is, like...
He doesn't look with it. He doesn't look with her. Like, he looks detached. Yeah, this is true.
And he would, like, hover hand her, where, like, he wouldn't put his hand, like, on her. Like, he would have it hovering sometimes. When I'm just like, yo, if that's your girl, your hand is on her hip, and he's hovering out here. Like,
but I think once she got off the conservatorship, we realized why she was on it. You know what I'm saying?
No, for like, real.
Yeah, like, I mean, look, people will come for you for this, but I'm like, yeah.
Well, yo, Sam, I don't know if you like outside, but you should holler at Taryn Manning. She out here buying boats.
Okay. Get with that. All right, y'all. Yesterday, we dished on Miss Keke Palmer being in Usher's new video boyfriend. Remember that, y'all?
Yes.
Now, which followed their cheeky moment in Las Vegas that her baby daddy, Darius Jackson, was in his feelings about. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, it seems like their relationship has come to a glorious screeching halt. Won't he do it? Because the source was asked about Darius, and they told People Magazine, he's moved on.
Ooh.
Now, as of our taping, neither one of them has confirmed the split, but Keke did drop a poster in her IG story to remind us that her Big Boss tour starts next month. Good for her.
Yeah, she's clearly moved on, okay. And she won't stop, and I don't blame her.
How long were Keke and Darius together?
Long enough for her to have a baby with him.
Yeah, but that didn't take that long. If you were going to have a baby. But I'm trying to say, were they together for years?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Long enough to, you know.
She's going to have another child and a bastard out there because they ain't got no dad.
No, baby, it's giving thanks for my child.
Okay, he's going to still probably be a decent dad.
But the crazy thing is they say he moved on. I feel like he got moved on.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He got scooted.
Exactly. Yeah, his people are trying to get in front of the narrative before her people do. That's what I think.
Keke put on
he's moved on.
She put on that motherhood glow, and he couldn't handle any of the attention she was getting.
He got burned to a crisp by the motherhood glow.
All right, y'all, the Blind Side mess. Story's not going away. But another day of covering this. Quick recap. Okay, former NFL star Michael Oher says he was duped into a conservatorship by his so-called parents, Sean and Leanne Tui, and that he just found out about it in February. We've been talking about this all week.
Yeah.
Hold up. Flag on the play, because it seems like there's proof that he might have known for a long time. Mike actually wrote a book in 2011 called I Beat the Odds, and in a passage uncovered by TMZ, he writes, since I was already over the age of 18 and considered an adult by the state of Tennessee, Sean and Leanne would be named as my legal conservators. Now, not to be super devil's advocate here, but this seems to corroborate the Tui's claim that they explained the conservatorship to Mike at the time that it happened.
Oh, he might have not understood what conservatorship was.
It's like, yo, we conserve water around here. That's his takeaway.
We can save water. Exactly.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I go to church every week, too. I'm also a conservative. Yeah, he's like, yeah.
So are we saying they took advantage of him or they didn't? What we think?
I'm saying my man played football, and football players take a lot of hard hits to the head.
Concussions.
He may have just read his own book for the first time, and that's how he found out that it was a conservatorship.
Yeah. So he may not even was the one to write the book. Here, somebody else could have done that.
Yeah, you know?
Don Yeager was his co-writer on the book, so you never know.
He didn't write that book. He didn't know that.
Yeah.
Bless his soul. They took advantage of him.
I think, unfortunately, this is going to get messier. Like, for a man to be in the NFL and, like, make that NFL money and then still feel this way, like, something happened.
Absolutely. People just don't take you in, and then you wake up one day and can't stand them. Y'all, something happened. Yeah.
But wait, there's even more to this story. We told you it wasn't going nowhere, like Diddy and them. Now, Sandra Bullock, who won her Oscar for playing Leanne in the movie The Blind Side, is being pulled into the drama as well, with people calling for her Oscar to be removed.
What? Man, that's crazy.
They're not gonna, no take backs. But Quentin Aaron, who played Mike in the movie, defended Sandra by saying she gave a brilliant performance, and that shouldn't be tarnished for something that had nothing to do with her. And influencer medium-sized Meech tweeted, "Now, what y'all not about to do is blame Sandra Bullock for that Blind Side mess. If that lady fooled everybody, even journalists and the adoptee, how is Sandy supposed to know? Shut up!" That's what he said.
Respect. Wow. Let's do medium-sized Meech thing.
Yeah. Forget it. Medium-sized Meech over there.
Yeah. But also, the timing of this is real bad because, like, Sandra just lost her partner of 8 years. Like, he passed away. And so it's like, for that, and then for this Blind Side drama to come onto her lap.
Ooh. Yeah. On Monday, I was praying that she wasn't on social media. Yeah. Because it's like, yo, you're going through a lot. Yeah. It's already hard out here. Yeah. Come on, don't dogpile on shorty.
Yeah, but that happens.
Like, people get lied to about a conservatorship.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, man. Like, yo, she did her job. She did a believable job. Haven't seen the movies. So I have to take your word for it. However, like, yo, she won the Oscar. It wasn't like Sandra Bullock did something wrong out here or lied about a conservatorship.
Right, right. Yes.
Let Sandra Bullock be great.
Yeah, but, if Sandra Bullock adopted him and then played the role, like, that's one thing. But it's just, she just got the script and did her job.
But y'all don't feel Sandra consulted with that woman, Miss Tui? She had to find out something about how to play the role.
Sometimes people talk to the people
they do,
playing,
and I feel she knew about this. Sandra,
no,
get back.
But do you think that woman's gonna be like, well, listen, we're swindling this young man, but don't
tell him. That's what you never know.
Hey, Miss Congeniality, don't go telling nobody, but this ain't an adoption.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Dish Gone Viral!
Well, he gets it from his dad. Drake's dad, Dennis Graham, was enjoying the views at his son's recent L.A. concert. A clip from that night has gone viral of Dennis doing a quick double take as he passed Winnie Harlow shaking it like a salt shaker to one of Drake's songs. Check this out.
Mm. Let's see if y'all remember this. All right.
I know that's right.
Yo, Drake dad is always going to be in the mix of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's like almost looking into a time machine, seeing how Drake's probably going to be when he get older. Like, yo, you can't tell Dennis Graham that, you know, he's a man of a certain age.
No, you can't.
He outside.
He just sits his old ass down. That's what he needs to do. He needs to sit down.
He wants to look too, Gary. She dropping it. He want to see.
She is throwing that thing in a circle and a square. He had to stop and see who that was.
If you was walking through the crowd and somebody from Swingin' Richards was out there shaking it around, you tell me you wouldn't stop and look?
No.
I'm stopping and looking.
Nah, that ain't one. Tavon, can you do what Winnie just did?
No, I can't. You know, I've taken a lot of twerking lessons. I still can't twerk.
Lessons?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what's the hard component about it that's making it not go?
Making it bounce and jiggle.
Show us what you do for JR, girl. Come on.
I can't. JR does not get a show.
Aww.
No, I cannot twerk, y'all. I'm telling you.
What? You get a refund on these lessons?
I could have seen you twerking
on something. You ain't seen me twerking nowhere.
I did.
That was before I got saved. Now that I'm saved, it went away.
Not even a face twerk?
What's a face twerk?
You twerk your face. Like, act like you're twerking your butt. Just do your face.
What you mean?
Just twerk your face. Like, just shake your face.
What you mean? Shake your face?
But also, where are you going to get these twerking lessons? And, like, can I just show up and watch
lessons?
We're not
supposed to go deeper. Answer the question.
All right, y'all, up next, Seema is what passengers heard when they were on a flight with Beanie Man. We'll explain after the break.
Jerry, you got enough jiggle in your wiggle? Or?
I can't. Yeah. Nothing happened.
Yeah, there it is. You was doing just the side.
Nothing happened.
You was doing a right side twerk.
Right side twerk.
Hydraulic.
Dish Nation.
Oh, nah. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, big ting's popping, and wouldn't it be cool to have an excuse to bust out Dutty whining on a plane?
Hey.
I'm here for it, Lord of mercy. Well, these passengers sure did, and a video has gone viral of passengers stuck on a plane in the Bahamas, and out of nowhere, iconic reggae artist Beanie Man walks from first class to coach and gives people a quick little impromptu performance.
Oh, na 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 na.
Oh, na 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 na.
It's all about Romy. Big fat sister Naomi. And the two
of them
say they know me. And them all right, so if I say, Sim Simmer,
Who got the keys to the
Oh my.
Shout out to the stewardess for not doing too much. Sometimes they sit outside.
And for the people who don't understand what's going on at home, these are the new Negro spirituals.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yo, like, you know, you be at a certain party, like, people know these songs.
Yeah, I love that. I was surprised that all those people knew it. They were really like,
even that little girl on the plane was like.
Yeah.
But I don't think that would have been, I wouldn't have been all that happy because, like, he just came and said, let's sprinkle a little bit to your peasants back in. And then I go back to my first class seat. That's how I took it.
No, yeah, he didn't have to even go back there at all. He did. That was so sweet.
Yeah, really?
Brad, would you do something like that?
I wouldn't.
Okay, exactly.
All right, now, y'all, from ting-a-ling-a-ling to ding-a-ling-a-ling. So, y'all, Real Housewife of Orange County, Shannon Bedore, threw some subtle shade at her ex-boyfriend, John Jansen, during her appearance on Celebrity Family Feud, y'all. So when Steve Harvey said, name a part of your man that eliminates him from being the sexiest man alive, y'all won't believe what Shannon said. Listen to this.
Penis.
What?
Shannon.
This poor man on national TV.
No, there is no man right now, so we're good.
She don't even think nothing's wrong with it.
Well, the little wanger.
We are all Drew there. We are all, what? Yeah.
No, I don't think she thought anything was wrong with the answer. She's nothing like, was what? Wrong.
Yeah, she told the truth. He asked a question. She gave him the answer.
And she said the first thing that came to mind.
Well, it's also right, in Family Feud. So part of it is like the survey, right? What does the survey say? So she might be giving out the answer that she thinks people would use.
Say more advantage about JR, what would you say?
His feet.
His feet?
Yeah.
You don't like JR's feet?
Well, it's the one that big toe's questionable. But I love him for who he is.
Yeah. I'm sure whoever her dude is, whether it's current dude or ex, I'm sure he lost the inch wherever he was. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just such a blow to the ego.
Can you imagine?
It
is.
It's one of those you know who you are moments. Like, it might not have been this ex or the ex-ex or whatever it is, but someone was like, oh.
I know. It was a lot of answers up there, too.
No.
Nobody ever said about you?
No. Oh.
You hear the ghost of every kid who ever made fun of you, like, throughout history.
All right, y'all. Coming up, Doja Cat said, honey, girl, please, honey. She is not losing sleep over 500,000 fans. We'll explain after the break.
Well, what's so funny about that?
What's so funny about it? Yeah. She's like, she ain't lose no damn sleep. I don't care at her.
That's because she got so many. 500,000 don't matter.
Don't matter, honey. Yeah. So
that girl crazy.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, y'all. Doja Cat is at it again with her fans, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
This time she's lost over 500,000 followers. As we talked about before, a fan asked Doja to say that she loves her fans, and Doja pretty much said no. Because she doesn't even know them. The fan then argued that her fans don't know her either, but they still support her. Doja snapped back by saying, well, Brat, would you mind giving us your best Doja?
Nobody forced you. I don't know why you're talking to me like you're my mother. You sound like a crazy person. This interaction didn't sit right with her fans, and that's not my part.
No, you're doing great, though.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. This interaction didn't sit right with her fans. That's right. And this interaction didn't sit right with her fans. And a lot of them decided to unfollow her. And then she made an IG post saying,
seeing all these people unfollow me makes me feel like I've defeated a large beast that's been holding me down for so long. And it feels like I can reconnect with the people who really matter and love me for who I am and not for who I was.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Now I feel free.
Thank you for your money.
Girl.
But that's true, but you gotta know how to.
Psychological stuff, because she's been in the press a lot.
Choose your battles.
With her fans and stuff. Yeah. So she's going through something. So I think we should pray
for the pressure, you know, of everything.
Yeah. You kind of got to be in the game for a minute like us to be seasoned vets.
That part. Yeah.
To really get to the point where you can, like, choose your battles and ignore some of the stupid things
that
people say.
I like when you're in the mall, feel like you're on the phone talking so you don't have to talk to nobody.
That's what you do, right?
That what y'all do?
I was going to say, how do you handle your fans?
Oh, honey, I greet them, honey, and bow down to them, honey. Yes, sir.
You sure don't. You sure don't. That is surely a lie.
Brad, tell her.
No, this one here, he Bieber admitted on this very stage that if he is shopping, he got things to do, it's see you later, alligator. At the Wild Crocodile.
Uncle Babe, I asked my fans, can they contribute to the cause, honey? Can you help me out with this outfit, baby? If you love me, help me buy this shirt, please.
It's like GoFundMe Live.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
GoFundMe Live.
Baby, I better ask somebody, honey.
Not you putting your fans to work. Yes. That is hilarious.
Make a donation, darling.
Just tap my phone real quick.
Nah, okay.
My Cash App is.
Moving on, Chris Brown's love for the timestamp 11-11 has led him to considering dropping his next album this year on 11-11.
Smart.
Now, Chris shared this post with the caption, I see some of my diehard fans want me to add more songs for the new project, and I love y'all for that. But I just feel I need you all to really miss me and take my art seriously. I'm just focused on giving y'all the best to digest. Heart, 11-11, make a wish. So, what you think? You think this will bring him some luck? Because I know people was really checking for that last Chris Brown album that he dropped it, and he only like came in at number 4 on the charts.
Do y'all think that releasing it on 11-11 will help at all? Like,
no.
Okay.
Right, I think that's cute.
Because it's September the 11th.
That's definitely not.
I mean,
that's November. 11-11 is November 11th.
You don't know your months, Gary. Oh my God.
If you're one of Gary's fans and you catch him in the wild, educating him.
11-11 is a very powerful angel number.
It is. That's like a love thing.
Yeah, it's a sign of good luck. It means like the angels are watching.
Putting out positive energy to get a positive response.
I think it's cute.
Yeah, he just copied Brad with her time. Didn't you do your stuff 11-11?
No, Gary. It was 2/22/22.
It was her wedding.
Oh.
Yes.
Coming up, I'm sorry.
Get him.
Coming
Get
up, him. Honey. I guess good help is hard to find, honey, because Angelina Jolie, honey, has a new assistant, and you won't believe who it is, so come right back. I'm sorry,
enough
I knew it was something
enough
double.
Enough about that. Coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Okay, y'all, Angelina Jolie is keeping it in the family, y'all. She hired her 15-year-old daughter, Vivian, to be her assistant on the upcoming Broadway production for The Outsiders.
Aww.
So Angelina says her daughter isn't focused on being the center of attention and supports others. Mm-hmm. And she says Vivian is also serious about theater and working hard. And Angelina wants the musical to resonate with young people. I think this is a magical, amazing idea.
Me too.
Yeah.
So sweet. So sweet.
I'm here for the nepotism.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Well, I'm sure her daughter that goes to Spelman was interested too, but she had to go to school. She didn't work.
Wow.
I also think there's something to be said. I worked for my parents. Like, the first job I ever had, my dad gave me. And so it's like, that's where my work ethic came from. You know, it was like, dad was
what
like.
What did you do?
I worked at a truck shop. And so I changed truck tires, brakes, and I greased trucks.
Well, my parents didn't hire me, honey, so.
Because they kind of knew what it was.
Right.
They took your application and they're like, I don't think so. Tamar, would you hire Logan to be like an assistant on your tour?
Absolutely not.
No.
No. No, my child would definitely feel entitled and privileged and hire somebody else to do what I asked him to do.
Okay. That's smarter, not harder, though.
That's Logan for you, dog.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.